Carter says, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Brothers and sisters, we've come to the point in our service where we share our joys and concerns with one another. Let us look deep into our hearts and our minds to see what it is that we might share with one another today so that we can pray for each other and continue that prayer throughout the week. Who would like to start?
A beautiful day.
Thanking the Lord for a beautiful day, indeed. Yes, Scotty. Okay. Prayers for Scotty's friend Alma, who has surgery on Thursday, on Wednesday. Wednesday surgery.
No, I'm sorry. It is Thursday.
Oh, we got our forgetters working today, don't we? All right. Thursday surgery for Alma. Thank you. Yeah, hi, Mike.
They call her what they see.
Say, oh, that's right, yeah. For those of you who didn't hear, Carl Plate has been diagnosed with shingles, which is one of the reasons he was not with us last Sunday. And for those of you who've had it or know people who've had it, you know this is a pretty long journey that he's going to face. And so prayers for Carl and for Mildred and for his speedy recovery. Thank you, Mike. Thelma, I'm sure those of us would like to have an update on your mother. Can you share with us what's the latest with her? Well, continued prayers then for Miss Beulah, especially if she does wind up coming home. She will not be very mobile at home, so we'll be praying for her and continued prayers for your whole family. Yeah. Anybody else? Hi, Craig.
I'm a grandma. Or grandma.
There you go. All right. Prayers of thanksgiving for David's entrance into the world and all those who are making that possible. Very good. And Janie, I guess we forgot to sing happy birthday to you today, so we're going to have to do that. We're going to have to do that soon. Okay. All right. Hi, Joyce. Prayers for this family who continues their grieving over the loss of this newborn child.